Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site, of course, under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website there is weather.utexas.edu. It's Monday. It's the 21st day of November 2022. I'm going to shorten the week a little bit, not doing any weather updates for Thursday and Friday, but I've decided I want to keep them going through Wednesday, and there's a reason for that, which I'll talk about here in just a second. Today, we've got an upper-level disturbance going by the area. That's producing light rain and has been in the overnight hours. That's picked up over the Austin area in the last couple of hours and will continue until the afternoon. I expect by early afternoon, this upper-level disturbance, too, will pass, and as it does so, rain chances will decrease. But, folks, the clouds are likely not to decrease. They're likely to hold on even into tonight and tomorrow and maybe into Wednesday as well. Temperatures continuing to be well below seasonal averages. Basically, cooler air at the surface, trapped above by some warmer air, and at the same time, we just can't manage to get rid of the clouds that kind of cloud that layer between the cold and the warm air just above our heads. So guess what? The clouds kind of hold in. What we've seen in the last couple of days has been interesting, and then I'm going to tell you what we're seeing this morning. Last couple of days would suggest that another upper-level low-pressure area from the west will come by in a fairly progressive manner. That's what we've seen the last couple of days. What I mean by that word progressive is rather quick moving. Moving on through the area by late Wednesday night, Thursday and Thursday night. Folks, on Thanksgiving Day, that would bring a cold front through and usher in a rather strong area of high pressure at the surface, which is centered over the Intermountain West and over the Rockies. It would surge south into Texas. And as that front comes through, the clouds would probably finally break. At least that's what we are thinking at the current time, with a chance of showers early in the day on Thursday. Not especially good rain chances and not much in the way of rainfall. But nevertheless, the clouds break. And at least by Thursday night into Friday, we were hoping to get back into some sunshine, warmer temperatures as a drier air mass takes over from that high pressure area settling southeast of the front. Another area of low pressure forecast to develop over the southern plains sometime late Friday into Saturday and Sunday would stir up a little more of a west and southwest wind. And what we were hoping would be that we'd get with the sunshine, get some temperatures back above average. This time of year, our average should be at about 68 or 69 degrees here in the Austin area. We haven't been that warm since the 11th of November in this latest cool spell. And folks, we were hoping we'd break these clouds and at least get warmer temperatures into the weekend. And I do think by the weekend we'll get that. But here's the problem. Always has been in the last couple of days a lower confidence in the Thursday and Friday forecast. In other words, what I'm saying is not all the models were agreeing on this, getting this system progressively through the area. There were some that said you need to do it more slowly, but so far we had gone with a little faster movement through the area. Well, guess what? This morning, the latest models out of based upon the upper air runs that we get in the early morning hours, more and more of the models are now saying, hey, hold off on this. This system is going to be a lot more slowly moving, and as a result, what we're seeing, and we're seeing actually this in the manual guidance now available from the National Weather Service in their Weather Prediction Center, folks, they have increased rainfall amounts as well as widespread rainfall around the area, not only on Thanksgiving Day, but on Friday as well. And there's a lot of stuff going on Thanksgiving Day. And, of course, the day after, particularly the University of Texas and Baylor playing at 11 o'clock at Royal Memorial Stadium. Folks, this is a big difference. You look at my 7-day forecast on the website, you notice Friday I have sunshine. What I'm telling you is the latest stuff out in the last little while is now suggesting that we could see a lot more rain and cooler weather when we get into Friday. So this would be a complete 180 from the forecast to have on site now. In other words, we are now saying, yeah, this is really a low confidence forecast for late Thursday into Friday, and it's just something we have to watch. One thing I'm certain about in looking at all this is I think it'll begin to iron itself out. We'll sort this out. Meteorologists will. I think in the next day or so, we'll have some idea by tomorrow into Wednesday how this is going to behave and ultimately what that Thursday and Friday forecast will look like. So what do I'm telling you? Stay tuned. I'll keep you advised. Folks, those are my daily weather thoughts, my audio weather thoughts here on this Monday, 21st day of November 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Tuesday morning. Hope you have a real good Monday.